Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Focus Factory. You know that feeling when your day feels like it's running you ragged? Like you're constantly chasing your tail, trying to keep up with everything on your plate? Yeah, me too. But what if I told you there's a way to flip the script, to create a schedule that actually works for you, not against you? Today, we're diving deep into the art of crafting a personalized schedule that boosts your productivity, reduces stress, and leaves you feeling like you're in control. Because let's face it, folks, life is already chaotic enough. We don't need our schedules adding to the mayhem. Think about it. Your energy levels fluctuate throughout the day, right? Some mornings you're a productivity powerhouse, ready to conquer the world. Other days, you feel like you're wading through molasses. A rigid schedule that doesn't account for those natural ebbs and flows can leave you feeling drained and frustrated. So, how do we create a schedule that harmonizes with our energy levels, rather than battling against them? Here are 5 key takeaways to make your schedule your best friend, not your worst enemy. 1. Embrace the power of peaks and troughs. Just like the sun rises and sets, our energy levels naturally wax and wane throughout the day. Notice when you're most alert and focused. That's your prime time for tackling complex tasks, brainstorming, or deep work. Conversely, those troughs, times when you feel less energized, are perfect for lighter duties like emails, phone calls, or planning. 2. Plan your days, but not your minutes. While structure is crucial, overscheduling can backfire. Leave some wiggle room in your day for unexpected tasks, spontaneous moments of inspiration, or even just a quick break to recharge. Think about it like this. You wouldn't schedule every minute of your vacation down to the second, right? Give yourself that same freedom in your workday. 3. Batch similar tasks. Ever feel like you're constantly switching gears between different types of work? It can be mentally draining. Batching similar tasks together, say, responding to all emails at once, making all your phone calls back-to-back, allows your brain to focus deeply on one type of activity, boosting efficiency and reducing cognitive fatigue. 4. Schedule breaks that actually help. We're not talking about scrolling through social media or checking email during a break. Think about activities that truly rejuvenate you. A quick walk outside, listening to a few minutes of music, practicing mindfulness, or even just closing your eyes and taking some deep breaths. 5. Review and adjust. Your perfect schedule is a work in progress, not a static document. Regularly review what's working and what's not. Are you feeling overwhelmed? Do certain tasks consistently slip through the cracks? Use those insights to tweak and refine your schedule until it becomes a seamless extension of your life. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy marketing manager who felt constantly swamped. Emails piling up, meetings bleeding into each other, projects feeling endless. She tried following the generic productivity schedule she found online, but it left her feeling more stressed than ever. Then, Sarah had an epiphany. She realized that her energy peaked in the mornings and dipped in the afternoons. So, she started scheduling her most demanding tasks for those morning hours. She used her afternoon slump for lighter duties like emails and phone calls, leaving the evening free for relaxation and family time. Suddenly, Sarah's schedule felt like a supportive ally instead of a tyrant. She was getting more done, feeling less stressed, and actually enjoying her work again. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to create a schedule that works with you, not against you. Remember, this isn't about being perfectly organized or hitting every minute mark. It's about understanding your own rhythms and creating a framework that supports your well-being and productivity. Take these insights, experiment, and find what works best for you. You got this. Before we wrap up, I want to hear from you. What's one small change you can implement in your schedule today? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's build a community of focused individuals who are rocking their days. And remember, keep coming back for more Focus Factory wisdom. We've got plenty more strategies to help you unlock your full potential. Until next time, stay focused and awesome.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.